Vatican City. Pope Francis, the transformative leader of the Catholic Church whose compassion resonated far beyond the faithful, has died at the age of 88. Cardinal Kevin Farrell, the Vatican's Camerlengo, confirmed the news early this morning. At 7:35 this morning, the Bishop of Rome, Francis, returned to the home of the Father. His entire life was dedicated to the service of the Lord and of his Church. Born Jorge Mario Bergoglio in Buenos Aires, Argentina, in 1936, Francis made history in 2013 when he became the first Jesuit pope and the first from Latin America. From the outset, he signaled a break from tradition, riding a bus instead of the papal limousine, paying his own hotel bill, and choosing to live in a modest guest house rather than the opulent papal palace. His vision for a poor church for the poor set the tone for a papacy centered on humility, reform, and inclusion. A voice for the voiceless. During his 12-year papacy, Francis emerged as a global moral voice, urging action on poverty, inequality, and climate change. He condemned unfettered capitalism as the dung of the devil, and insisted that rich nations must pay their grave social debt to the poor. In 2015, he issued a landmark encyclical on the environment, warning of the deepening climate crisis. Pope Francis frequently spoke out for refugees, prisoners, and victims of human trafficking, and even welcomed 12 Syrian refugees to the Vatican after visiting the island of Lesbos. His nightly calls to Gaza's Holy Family Church during the Israel-Gaza conflict underscored enduring empathy, even while hospitalized. Health struggles and final days. Francis had battled chronic lung disease since youth, with part of one lung removed. His health deteriorated in recent years. On February 14, he was admitted to Rome's Gemelli Hospital for a respiratory crisis, which developed into double pneumonia. He remained hospitalized for 38 days, the longest of his papacy. After being discharged in March, he made several brief public appearances, including his final one during Easter Mass in St. Peter's Square. A legacy of reform and resistance. While beloved by many for his progressive stances and humble demeanor, Francis also faced fierce resistance from within the Vatican. His efforts to reform the Curia, crack down on clerical abuse, and promote inclusivity were sometimes met with opposition from conservative factions. Pope Francis convened a historic summit in 2019 to address the global sexual abuse crisis and issued laws mandating the reporting of abuse within the Church. Though progressive on many fronts, Francis was not easily categorized. He upheld traditional doctrines on marriage, contraception, and abortion, even as he called for understanding and compassion, famously remarking, "Who am I to judge?" in response to a question about gay priests. A pontiff of the people. Whether in Africa, Asia, or the Americas, Francis was greeted with immense crowds and enthusiasm. He connected deeply with youth, urging them to reject consumerism and digital dependency. "Happiness is not an app you can download," he once told them. His English-language Twitter account alone amassed nearly 19 million followers. With Francis's death, the Catholic Church now faces a critical transition. The College of Cardinals will soon convene in Rome for a conclave in the Sistine Chapel to elect the 268th Pope. Among the leading contenders are Cardinal Matteo Zuppi, Secretary of State Pietro Parolin, and Cardinal Luis Antonio Tagle of the Philippines. As mourning continues in Rome and around the globe, the debate will center on whether Francis's legacy, rooted in justice, humility, and reform, will guide the Church's future. He has chosen not to be buried beneath St. Peter's Basilica but instead at the Basilica of Santa Maria Maggiore, where he often prayed before and after his travels.